Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"Feminism, in fact, is about hating men, and it's been about that since day one."
Today we're going to take a look at some videos having to deal with feminism.
Do you think men are important? Like, for what?
Always my favorite subject. I love nothing more than that subject, and especially watching videos of people talking about it. We'll start with clip one.
This is what I mean when I say I hate men. So today at work, I was helping this couple. I was helping her.
It is ma'am.
Find a swimsuit, okay? Every time I was asking her what she liked and what color she liked, he would interject and be like, "I like that one. That's the one that we're gonna get. No, that one. She needs that color. No, this is the color that I like you in. Yep, that's what we're getting." I'm sorry, is your junk gonna fit in an extra small bikini?
What?
I didn't think so! Shut the up, you toxic mother!
Well, yeah, because we certainly know that women would never do that, right? A woman would never voice her opinion about what her boyfriend or husband wears. That's something women never, ever do.
Hawaiian surf trunks.
Oh, Barbie, those were vintage.
I myself would never do that with my wife. I would never strongly interject with my opinions about what she's buying. Not because it'd be misogynistic to do so, but because I just don't care. Like, I don't have any opinions about it. And so anytime she tries to get my opinion, it goes the other way where she's trying to extract my opinion. What do you think about between this and this? What do you like more? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't know what looks better. Which one is cheaper? Buy that one. Let me see the price tags. Oh, that one actually, second thought, that one's beautiful. That one right there is hideous. So that's how I decide everything. But can I also say, here's what annoys me the most about the video like this. She didn't say any of that in person. Okay, so on TikTok, she's screaming, you know, screaming, mother effer, you know. She certainly didn't even come close to saying it. Like, in person, I'm sure she was very timid and she just sat there. If this even happened, first of all, if the story even happened. And then she goes home and she rips into this guy. I can respect people who are overly confrontational in person.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron. Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Even if I disagree with their opinion or whatever they're saying, that you have the boldness to just, like, speak up in a situation where your opinion isn't needed. But the problem with all these like a-holes on TikTok is that none of them are like that in person. They're not going to say anything. That's what gets me the most. All right, let's go to the next one.
Ladies, so is there any statistical proof you can give me that women have it worse than men?
Women are 47% more likely to suffer severe injuries in car crashes because safety features are designed for men. 33,000 girls become child brides every day. Women in rural parts of Africa spend 40 billion hours a year collecting water. At the rate we're going, it will take 108 years to close the gender pay gap. As of right now, only 6 countries give women equal legal work rights as men. And for every female film character, there are 2.24 more men. Just your friendly neighborhood feminist trying to knock down toxic masculinity, doing my best.
No! God, please, no! No! No!
I mean, all that's, do we even have to dissect it? Women in rural parts of Africa are carrying water. Yeah, what are the men doing in rural parts of Africa?
3 men on foot will intimidate a pride of hungry lions and push them off their kill.
I will concede that being a woman in rural Africa, as someone who's been there, is not an easy life. But what do you think? The men are just like hanging out in mansions? What are they sitting around playing video games? No. If you live in an impoverished part of Africa, you're going to spend so much of your time, you know, in manual labor and other kinds of things. Yeah, I mean, really, you're spending your time trying to survive. 100 years to close the gender pay gap. Well, that's definitely not the case, because as we talked about last week, the gender pay gap is actually one penny, which is to say that it doesn't exist. That is, the margin of error is one penny. And so it effectively doesn't exist. But they're still trying to close it, which means they're actually trying to open it, because they want women to, on average, make a lot more than men as reparations for all the years of alleged patriarchal sexism and all the rest of it. Are we back on? Well, clearly, someone in the control room forgot to turn on ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts 100% of my online data to protect it from cyberpunks like the ones who tried to terrorize my show today. When I use ExpressVPN, my online presence is anonymized, making it difficult for anyone to track my online activity and try to shut me down. Couldn't be easier to set up. You just tap one button on your phone or computer and you're protected. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, your phone, tablet, computer. Wherever you are in the world, ExpressVPN can and will protect you. Don't let the cyberpunks who tried to hijack my show hijack your information. Visit expressvpn.com/Walsh. Get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Walsh. expressvpn.com/Walsh to learn more.
We live in a world that makes fun of guys who cry, but 80% of suicides are guys.
Okay, this one is for dudes. And this is a perfect example why feminism is beneficial for men.
So what that means is this feminism?
A lot of you think feminism is hating men. It's not.
You are laughing.
Yeah. Political.
That is the problem.
It's about taking down patriarchy and its oppressive norms. Even though men are the ones who benefit from patriarchy the most, they're still victimized to an extent. You can think of it as misogyny being a two-way street. Patriarchy tells men they shouldn't be vulnerable or show emotions. It uses misogyny to label those things as feminine things. So when men get vulnerable or emotional, they're criticized, made fun of, told to be a man, not to act like a woman. That's toxic as f*** for men. Because men end up bottling up their emotions. They have nowhere to seek help for. They don't know how to deal with these emotions. Patriarchy oppresses all of us. Some more than others, yes. But all of us. So men needs to be a feminist also for their own sake.
You notice with these people, their criticisms and their observations about society have not changed at all in 40 years. And so they still tell us, you know, when a man gets emotional, he's told to stop crying and be a man and, you know, don't act like a woman.
She's fated.
Just like a woman.
Where are men being told that anymore? Because I want to go to that place. But I don't see that. Where is that happening? And no, feminism, in fact, is about hating men. And it has always been in part about hating men, because it's really about... Maybe there's a distinction to be drawn here, actually. Feminism has always been about primarily hating the institution of the family. Feminism has been anti-family, anti the nuclear family. And so that's the starting point. And then hating men is an extension of that. And they hate men in particular when men are in their roles as members of the family, a father, husband, all that. So they hate men in that context. And it's been about that since day one. You go all the way back to first wave feminism that allegedly, you know, you still hear these stupid conservatives who say, well, feminism has gone off the rails, but it used to be a good thing. Now, go back and read what the first wave feminists wrote and what they said. And they were very anti-family and anti-man from the very beginning. It was always that way. On the issue of if men should be more emotional and show their emotions more, this would have at least been a relevant criticism 40 years ago. And there may have been a time in American culture when perhaps there was too much emphasis on stoicism for men, and men were encouraged to suppress too much and to be like utterly emotionless. That's not the case at all anymore. That's not what men are encouraged to do. The issue is that men are far too encouraged to be emotional. There's almost no emphasis on stoicism when there should be. Part of being a man and part of the service that a man can provide society and especially his family and his marriage is the ability to carry burdens with silent dignity and to carry them with strength and to not have to always share them with people around. It's being able to carry a burden on your own silently. Society needs men to do that. Women need men to do that. Women want men to do that. But even they can't say that out. Like, a woman would be condemned if she were to say, you know, I find it kind of unattractive when men are like crying and getting too emotional and stuff. I really don't want that. I want to be the emotional one, and I don't want my husband to be as emotional as I am. A woman cannot say that out loud, but that is, in fact, how most women feel. Not a relevant criticism, also false. And so it's just wrong across the board, which is what you always get from feminists. And I don't know, we made it 3 videos in, which is more than I thought we would do. And we'll leave it there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed. And so I crashed on the path when I'm lying in bed to get it. But I was in my head and
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.